because what I want to talk about the most is how Mike Judge is a fucking genius.
Oh, yeah. Mike Judge is, I mean, have you seen Idiocracy?
That was him too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I just got done watching Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Do the Universe?
No. The show.
Oh. They got a new movie coming out.
And it looked good. I hear, because they get teleported to 2022. It's like, Beavis, check out the number. It's like 2022. It's like, no, not that one. It was 69th annual. It's like,
nice.
I haven't laughed harder at Beavis. That's the show I've laughed the hardest at this year and in a very long time.
Beavis and Butthead, really?
Yeah, just some of the shit they say, like when Beavis is dancing on the back of the couch, he's like, get down, Beavis. He's like, I am getting down. And then it's weird, because like I said, I just started watching it. That new movie's coming out. And then my mom was watching an Adam Sandler movie. What's it like? Where he's the agent? Sonny? Whatever.
Oh, My Boy. Or That's My Boy.
No, he's like a talent. He's like a Hollywood agent. And it's like Sonny Wexler.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Well, there's a scene at the end where he's talking to Mike Judge because he's basically just a shitty Hollywood, the guy that gets you gigs. What's that word I'm thinking of?
Agent.
Agent, yeah. He's just a shitty agent. And he wants to, fucking represent Beavis, but he doesn't understand it's a cartoon. So then they have a scene of Mike Judge calling him up in the middle of the night as Beavis, giving him shit. And I laughed really, really hard for about 4 minutes. And I'm upset that an Adam Sandler movie did that to me.
Well, I mean, Happy Gilmore did that to me. Billy Madison had its moments, but Happy Gilmore really had me rolling when I was the age I was when it came out, whatever that was, just out of high school, still in high school.
Yeah, that's the peak.
Yeah, that's peak Adam Sandler for both him and for whoever's watching it.
You know why? Yeah. I was about to say, you know why things seem really great around your late teens, early 20s? My buddy.
Hang on.
Okay.
Nobody has any expectations of you. Nobody expects you to do good. They expect you're going to fuck up. You don't have as many bills. That's my guesses.
Well, there's actually a scientific reason. So my buddy Brad, he has his bachelor's in psychology.
That's the guy you were just talking to on the last Noob Show.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my closest friends, good buddy of mine. But he was talking about the reason people talk about the good old days. They usually mean their late teens, early 20s, because your brain goes into something called the remembrance period. Where I think you make the most memories and remember things the most fondly. So nine times out of 10, when someone says the good old days, that's the period of their life they're talking about.
So your late teens, early 20s, that is your nostalgia years.
Yeah. I mean, probably for the things you're talking about too, no bills. I mean, just how you said that right there. No expectations, no bills.
Mm-hmm. No responsibilities.
Yeah, all that stuff that I want now, too.
I'm working on it. I just got new responsibilities at work, and my brother, we've been in contact a lot more recently, and he was saying, hey, the guys here are probably going to be looking for somebody else, just in case. And I had just gotten a position with more responsibility at work. In fact, tomorrow is my, I don't want to call it a day off, because well, there's no easy, I'm just going to come out and say this. My father passed away last week. And so every Friday, I am taking off of work to drive 3 hours down to South Carolina to handle his property over the weekend.
Jesus.
So Friday morning, I'm on the road for 3 hours. Saturday, I'm doing, and that evening, Friday evening and Saturday day, we're just cleaning property. We're going through, throwing away trash. Because he wasn't a hoarder at all, but he has receipts from 2013 in his desk. So we're going through, we're compiling all the things that he doesn't need anymore.
Well, this may be kind of morbid, but I don't think he needs any of it.
Right, right. Well, the household.
Fair enough. Sorry. That's
yeah. No, I get no, dude. When I went to the funeral home, my brother and my stepmother both got little keepsakes to put his ashes in and to keep. And the funeral director looked at me and he said, "Do you want anything?" And I looked him dead in the eyes and I said, "Can I get his skull?"
That's awesome. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Would it not be dope as fuck to keep your father's skull?
Dude, so we're on the same page here because a few months when my cat died, I seriously thought, this is morbid, of taking his head and what you do, how you make skulls, is you put it in an ant bed. The ants come eat all the shit. The sun bleaches it nice and clean. And you have a skull. It's like, man, I kind of want to do that, but it seems also kind of fucked up.
Why? Why? It's
because I don't want to cut off my dead cat's head. I think that's where it stems off of.
That's
if someone else did it, I'd be really cool. But then how do you ask, hey, man, can you cut off my dead cat's head and put it in an ant bed and let it get picked clean?
And I guess that's probably why the funeral home guy looked at me so aghast. And I mean, the look on his face was just, it was worth the price of admission to ask that question, even if I didn't mean it.
You're on a list now, you know.
I'm pretty sure I'm on a couple. But,
hello, police.
None of the bad ones, just some of the questionable ones. Yeah. But, no, it was like, I get it. I understand why they can't. But I mean, honestly, if I were to put that in my will, I want my head to be removed from my body, bleached, cleaned, take the ashes from the rest of me, and compress them into gems to put in my eye sockets.
Dude, can I have it? I'll take it. I will gladly display it. I will put it in a fucking case.
It's an heirloom item. It's a hand-me-down.
I know. I'll fucking pass that through. This is my friend Frakes, the human tower shield. This man stood 7 foot tall, weighed 400 pounds, and could crush steel in his chest.
That's the most Viking shit ever to keep the skull of your friend who was known as the human tower shield.
I'll talk you the fuck up. His back hair was so thick you needed a machete to get.
No, you just gotta comb it. Yeah. Just gotta comb it.
Yeah, if you put that on your will, dude, I'll hold on to it.
I will see if that's even legally possible.
I'm sure it's legally possible, but I'm pretty sure there's some hoops.
I'm sure, yeah. Like having to get your license to hold human remains.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
But yeah, so it's been a weird week, and that's how I deal with it, is by laughing. And I know that my dad would laugh, too, especially, I could hear him now. He's like, just make sure my dentures are in.
Dude, I was so pissed off. So when my grandmother died last year, the one thing I wanted from her was her dentures. And the hospital lost them.
Were you going to, like, full Red Dragon with that shit? Or
honestly, I was probably going to put it in a jar with liquid and be like, check out my grandma's teeth.
That's a lot better than, have you seen Red Dragon?
No, I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
It's the follow-up to Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, have I not heard of it because it sucks?
I don't think so. It's got Ralph Fiennes in it, or Ray Fiennes, rather. Did you not like Silence of the Lambs?
I watched it a lot. I think I watched it when I was like 14, so that was like almost 10 years ago. So I had missed some of the stuff. I just thought the funny man with his pee-pee between his legs was a gold mine.
At 14, huh?
Yeah. Actually, I think it was on TV. So what they did is they only had his chest up.
And he was just dancing.
Yeah, so it made a whole lot less sense. Yeah.
Well, in Red Dragon, the guy takes the dentures of his, mother or grandmother or, foster parent or whoever it was that abused him as a child. And he uses those to bite people either to death or after they're dead. I can't remember. There was some cannibal shit going on.
It's very specific.
But he would wear, it was like,
I mean, if
Norman Bates with cannibalism, he would dress up like his abusive parental figure.
Yeah, I guess if you want to hide your tracks, though, it's a pretty good way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
These are the dental records of a woman who died 15 years ago.
Exactly.
Huh. No, I didn't want to do that. I just kind of wanted to keep her dentures in a jar because I'm a fucking weirdo. Yeah, I'm a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. That's apparently I am too, judging by the look on that funeral director's face.
I mean, I don't think he'll say much. I'm sure he's heard worse.
Oh, yeah. But it was... he's not going to report me or anything because I didn't sneak in that night and take matters into my own hands.
Franks, what's that skull in the background you have there? Whose skull is that?
Yeah. This right there? Actually, that's a gift from my mother. That's a dragon.
Oh, neat.
Head. I would get it, but I'd have to get up and I don't want to do that. That's fine.
I don't. This is audio only, so if you getting up would be just for me.
That's true. And I know you'd love it. You've already declared that. Oh, but yeah, the responsibility thing.
Yeah, taking care of someone's estate fucking sucks. Yeah.
Coming back to that. So that is only part of the story. So tomorrow is Friday. And I'm TGIF, taking a day off. Yeah. TGI, go fuck yourself.
All right, that's hurtful.
But I'm taking that Friday off to go handle this business. Now, the job position that I have now, I have to, before I go to South Carolina, I've got to go fix a machine that was broken somehow. I've got to go stop by this Alzheimer's home to work on their dish machine before I handle all that. And this all comes back to responsibilities. I don't want that job anymore.
I mean,
I don't want this responsibility anymore. My brother's like, hey, you want to come work construction? And I'm like, maybe. I don't have to think. I don't have to do shit on my day off.
Well, we would all miss you in Walterboro. Go back to us, Frakes.
I don't believe I'm moving back to Walterboro. I'm sorry. Unless you know, I have to caretake that property, I don't believe I will be moving back to Walterboro because there's nothing.
No, you are 100% right. That's why I used to drive an hour and 15 minutes to go to work every day.
Yeah.
That's why Toker would drive an hour to go to work every day.
I am thinking about moving somewhere near when I do move. Like maybe Augusta or, that's still 2 hours. What's an hour away north?
Greenville,
South Carolina.
Yeah. Clemson is pretty nice, man. I don't know if you've ever been out there, but I fucking love the mountains.
There's mountains in Clemson. That's only an hour away.
Yeah,
but it's a college town. Yeah.
Think of all the tail you could pull in.
This is an audio podcast, so people can't see my face. But you have, if you've ever watched any of our stuff, you've seen my face. That's not pulling anything but a truck.
You got
maybe a boat. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. We've got to deal with all the property taxes on his boat and his
tractor. Did he not pay them?
Huh?
Did he not pay them for a while?
Oh, no, he paid them, but it is a perpetual thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could sell the boat and the tractor.
No, maybe. If we sell the tractor, we can't upkeep the property. And then it's pointless to keep the property because it's just going to overgrow. And then we have to pay property tax. Do you know how much property tax is on 21 acres of land?
Not 21 acres, but I have several acres. It's fucking expensive.
It's fucking expensive. Oh, speaking of, you're paying property taxes on a lot of land, right? Is it in your name?
Nope, which is nice.
If you ever do put it in your name, beehives.
Yep. I don't think I have enough to do beehives. I think I'm just under, I think it's like 3 point something acres.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it's like just right under what I could have to legally own bees. It's like five.
5 acres is what you need for bees. Yeah. Five to eight.
Frakes? I mean, how big is this property again?
21.
And it's in Walterboro?
Yeah.
How do I move my trailer to there?
You pay me money.
I know. Well, how about we trade land? It's smaller. Less upkeep.
Well, my brother's debating on using it for like... Well, first off, my stepmother's still alive. So it's hers right now.
Okay.
And we still got to go through all the...
No, you. That's what you do. You go through all the shit. Because people have more shit than you realize.
We can't even get into his safety deposit box because he didn't. Guys, listen. If you have a safety deposit box, put someone else on the account just so that they can access it if anything unfortunate happens without having to go through probate. Because God forbid you put your will in that box of safety. Nobody can access it until we go through probate.
Which by that point, all the shit's gone.
Yeah.
Ain't that fun?
By that point, the state has already taxed you and bled you dry so that you have to sell off your
loved one's shit. Ain't that fun? Isn't that a fun thing?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that they want to give you because they're dead and they're like, ah, here's this. But first, you must pay the government.
Yep. Oh, dude. That and mortuaries. It's like, it's so fucking ghoulish. Yes. And this is from a guy who asked to have his skull, his father's skull.
No, it's it is one of the biggest scams. That's why just give me a sky funeral. Toss me off the piss. Do something cool. Or no, I want to be inoculated with mushrooms and let me be broken down the natural way.
That would be pretty cool. Dude, do you know how much a biodegradable urn is?
Probably way too much.
Way too much.
Like $300, I'm assuming.
Yep, 250 something.
Yeah, that's pretty damn close. But yeah. Price is Right rules. I fucking lose.
But they have scatter urns, which are.
I got a coffee can, and I told my grandmother, "When you die, I'm putting you in Maxwell House because that was the brand of hers." And this
we discussed that. We had talked about, hey, can we just get, does 8 o'clock beans sell in tins? Can we just put them in a tin of 8 o'clock
beans? Wasn't it your dad that ate fuck out of peanut butter? Or am I thinking of someone else's dad that just ate so much peanut butter?
I think you're thinking of somebody else's dad. My dad only ate what he grew.
Maybe that was Toker's dad that ate up. Oh, you should pickle them. You should can them. No, or use it to do a garden. Use his ashes to fertilize a garden.
Well, what we're thinking about doing is taking him to the Gulf, because he and I and my brother had planned a Gulf of Mexico fishing trip for months and months and years.
Oh, I thought you said you're taking him to the Gulf.
No,
Gulf. The Gulf. Okay. I heard you were taking it to the golf. I'm like, all right, I guess you're going to smack his urn with a golf club. Sorry, go ahead.
We had been planning this Gulf of Mexico deep sea fishing trip. Not even deep sea, but just, you know, off the Gulf Stream. And I don't fish. So I kind of drug my feet and was like, oh, hemming and hawing. Yeah, maybe if you guys get it together, I'll go. Sure, I don't want to not go on this once-in-a-lifetime fishing trip with you guys. That would be just dick move. But it never panned out, and it never happened. So my brother and I were like, you know what? Let's do that. Let's take him fishing one last time. You know, even if it's just to go out on the boat and scatter it. He's had that boat for 5 years. I've never been on it.
Well, I would suggest you learn how to drive it before you just go to the ocean.
Oh, I know how to drive the boat.
Okay.
He had a boat for many, many years before that, and I knew how to drive that one. We would throw the cast net for shrimp. We would fish. I caught a 3.5 foot long shark when I was 12.
Fishing's fun.
It made the paper. The Post and Courier.
I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean, it shouldn't have. It was 3.5 feet, and I was 12. So
you were like 8 feet?
Yeah, I was already fucking 5 feet tall.
No, actually, speaking of posting care, they just came and took pictures from the restaurant.
I thumbs that up, sorry. Because that's neat, and I didn't want anybody to hear me vape. This silence is brought to you by a phone call. Phone calls. The worst way to communicate.
Not when you're driving. Don't text and drive. That was my mother. Remember, she's bringing home broccoli for the stir-fried rice I'm about to make here in a minute.
Ooh, dude. Fried rice is the best.
So what I did is I had chicken legs the other night, and I roasted them off, and I picked all of them off, put the bones, and made a stock. And then I took that stock, and I just made rice with it, and now the rice is in the fridge. I got thin sliced beef.
Mm.
I got garlic, onion, and she's bringing home broccoli and soy sauce. So
that is close to papaya or pilaf.
Yeah.
Because you cooked it with stock.
Yeah, which is, so do that with all your rice.
It's great, but that doesn't, it's not the same. I like my rice to taste like rice, personally, not to taste like chicken. Matter of fact, I've gotten away from chicken in its full form in my fried rice. So back to my dad again. he raised chickens that lay eggs, and I get there and I look in his egg fridge,
there's just,
because that's what it is, just eggs. And I'm like, there is no way that my stepmother is going to eat all 70 of these dozen eggs. Not to mention the fact that the chickens are still laying.
Yeah, no, they do that. Like,
because life goes on, you know, the world keeps turning. It doesn't stop just because one guy, you know, doesn't wake up from a nap. The world keeps turning.
Yeah, and no. Chickens keep laying, and they won't stop. So fucking like eggs.
I took 9 dozen home with me. So now whenever I make fried rice, it's just, that's my protein.
Yeah, have you thought about becoming a power lifter and just eating nothing but eggs?
I am too lazy to lift weights anymore. My job is every so often I've got to lift 285 pounds up onto my shoulder to walk it into a restaurant, but that's all the weightlifting I do.
I mean, brag about it, fucking muscle man.
It hurts. It hurts a lot. I'm too old for that shit.
Use a dolly.
No, well, I still have to get it out of the truck.
And use someone else.
Even that is tough, but it's just the 15-gallon container of soap. Like, thick, viscous, concentrated soap.
I know. We use it at the restaurant.
Yeah. Okay, so you understand how heavy that shit is.
No, they're really... It's just fucking... It's almost not... It's a gel. It's not a liquid anymore.
Yes. Do you know how much 1 gallon of water weighs?
8 pounds.
8 pounds. Now, this is 15 gallons... of something, let's just say it's water. 15 gallons of water. Do the math. What's 15 times 8?
Oh, dude, you're asking the wrong motherfucker. 10, so that's 80. So that's like 120, right?
Right.
Am I right?
Is it? No. No, 8 times 5 is 40.
Yeah.
Carry the 4. 5 times 1 is 5.
Oh, that's I did times 80. Never mind. I am... Even that's still wrong.
Yeah. No, it's 4, 8 times 1 is 8 plus 4. No, it's 120. Hey, you're right.
I was right. Okay. Yeah. I was about to do a whole PSA on why you should not do drugs, because you'll end up like me.
You just off the cuff, you were like 120. So if that's just water. Yeah,
because if it's 8, it's 8 times the 10. So that's 80. And then 8 times 5 is 40. So 40 plus 80 is 100. Yeah. I'm fucking.
Oh wow, that's is it Common Core math?
So I was not in that, but I started doing that before that. So Common Core math actually makes a whole lot of sense to me, because you're busting out the numbers into smaller numbers, and then you could add it quicker.
Have you ever seen the Japanese method of doing
all the lines? Yes, I could not follow that. I'm sure
I can't either.
I'm sure if you learn it, it's real helpful. But as far as I know, I can't do that shit. I can only
My neuroplasticity is not what it used to be. Yeah. Actually, yes, it is. Neuroplasticity does not stop no matter how old you get. Because your brain has...
You say that, I'm going to stop them right now. Come here, you.
You can kill all the brain cells that you want, but your brain cells are still, the ones who are alive are still going to create neural pathways.
Yeah, I know. You never technically start stop learning. Yeah. I will say, though, I had a nightmare last night where I lost my memory and then several days of my life, and then shit was just changing. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I haven't been more terrified because in my dream, I told myself this wasn't a dream because I convinced right. myself in my dream that it wasn't a dream. So,
so you did the opposite of lucid dreaming.
Yeah, I did. I scared myself.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. You bring up dreams and I can't remember the last one that I had. I thought about that this morning when I hopped in the shower. I sleep like a dead person.
It's nice though.
Oh, it's lovely. I hate dreaming. I love going, okay, it's sleepy time. Drift off to the sound of an audiobook and let my mind do the little flashy visual shit as I'm not really paying, like meditation kind of shit. And then just waking up like from now. Anesthesia.
Yeah, it's like, it's I'm here now.
Oh, okay. I did not die in my sleep. Shame. I mean, yay.
But that's why we took a week off. That's why we're gonna have a gap of missing episodes.
Yeah.
You guys wonder, sorry. Which is fine. It'll be all right. Listen, people die. It's listen, when my grandmother died, I'd say it's like, sorry I missed all that work because someone had to go off and fucking die.
Yeah, but I don't want to put my life, he would not want me to put my life on hold because of him. He didn't want me to put my life on hold when he was alive, much less now that he's not even cognizant of anything happening.
You're not putting your life on hold. You got shit you got to do.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
It really is.
It's shit that I have to do, not shit that I want to do or things that are fun that I enjoy. No, it's shit I have to do in order to not
money
lose everything that he built over the course of his life and owe money to the state. Final expenses. Eat a dick, whoever came up with that idea. Yes. Oh, you're dead? Your loved ones are grieving and mourning you? Here's a set time period that you have to get everything done to not incur legal fees or go to jail because your loved one passed. Fuck off.
Yeah. And if you agree with us, check out www.homebrewtotrytus.com. That's about
sorry for letting my anger.
Nah, dude, that's fucking completely agree upon anger. Well, that is some of the dumbest shit. Everybody
copes in their own way.
Mine's with a lot of comedy.
Oh, hey, look, the S&P 500 is down 2.38%. Why is that on my ticker tape?